Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
All right, 3 o'clock. Great to have you with us. We covered the Alex Bregman stuff, and we just got done. Pistons have acquired Dennis Schroeder as a part of a 38-team trade, including teams from 6 countries.
Yeah, because apparently he's been on 4 teams now in the last 24 hours.
Correct. Welcome to the association. But bottom line, it helps Pistons. It's just nothing. You can't do anything with it. No one knows who the guy is. He's a good ball player, but you don't want him long term. And great. Last I checked, his contract's up in, you know, May. So we're good. I want to move to something else, and I am willing to be judged, made fun of. I just want to know if anyone is brave enough to stand with me on this. I had an epiphany this morning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
And I was watching a little bit of Super Bowl coverage. I was getting some work done on the computer. And I don't know if it was Mike Greenberg's general existence that angered me, or was seeing 18 different shows all live from New Orleans for absolutely no good reason. I mean, they had one of the ESPN shows on like a street corner in New Orleans, and they're trying to serve up jambalaya to each other. And I'm just like, this is a circus. This is stupid. We do radio in Detroit. The Detroit Football Lions had one of the most magical seasons they've ever. It'll be the most magical season they'll ever have unless they win it. And the closer we've gotten to the Super Bowl, it's been strange for me. Because normally I can work my way around whatever my team did, or in this case, my B team, right? The Lions. This is where I live. I work in this industry. I want the Lions to for you guys to do something to make you happy. I'm kind of embarrassed to say this as a radio host. I don't care about Super Bowl. Like, I don't care.
Really?
Yeah, no. I actually think the only thing that would bring me to watching would be just the spite of Mahomes, but the reality is I don't care.
The hype or the game?
The game.
Wow.
Any of it. The hype is garbage. There's no, I can't. You know what it is? I think it's part of what I've discussed with you is that there's too much. That's the headline for me. It's just too much. Everything with the NFL is too much. It's too extra. It's too. Think about this. Even now, as we know, the players union has said nobody wants to play 18 games. You know they're playing 18 games. Mm-hmm. This started. Do you realize I can't even tell you when this started? Because I don't feel like it ever stopped. We had the draft here in Detroit. It never stopped. We had basically 2 weeks for the Triple Crown. I got like 10 days of peace with the Kentucky Derby. And then it was
pitching chaos and in the Lions.
And we're back. And it's been Lions ever since. And now I go, the Lions leave such a bad taste in your mouth. I don't want anybody to be happy, right?
That was my next question.
F them all. My team, the Giants, are the juice at the bottom of a garbage bag. So I'm numb. I don't even care. And it's like, now, what am I left with? either Mahomes gets another championship, who cares at this point? Or the Eagles, who are my version of the Antichrist, win, and then those animals get another celebration, right? That's what Philly fans are. They're animals. So I wanted to know, in Detroit, right here, look, whether it is endless amounts of pregame. I mean, I don't know how anyone is watching this stuff. I turned the channel. I did. I just couldn't do it.
Because every now and then, out of the different pregames and stuff like that, you get a little bit of nuggets where you hear something and you're like, yeah. Oh.
No, you know what I got? I got Marcus Spears trying to feed Mike Greenberg a po' boy and him going, oh my God, that's disgusting. I don't want this.
Oh, well,
couldn't have sounded whiter if he tried.
There's something else, but I'll.
That should be the new Mike Greenberg show. So listen, here's my point. The Super Bowl no longer feels magical to me. It doesn't feel special to me. It doesn't feel important to me. I actually think they've finally done it. They've ruined it. It's too corporate. It's too much BS. We're heading towards mid-February. Mm-hmm. Can we please? The fact that we didn't have football last weekend. The 2-week span takes away from my ability to care.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota, Bradenton, and more straight from Long Island MacArthur Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice, in partnership with Visit Bradenton.
Does anyone feel the way I feel, or am I a bad sports person?
I don't think you're a bad sports person. I do think that a lot of people may feel like you, because for years, I'm speaking just in this city, for years, the Lions season and the Super Bowl were two different events, two different things. The Lions were never going to the Super Bowl, so the Super Bowl was like, oh, these are the best teams. And then all of a sudden it got blended. And now it's like, well, you're angry because your team didn't make it, even though they promised you that they would. And you heard people, hey, 15-2, you're the best team out there, and you're not. So I do think it's a little spite that, you know what, I don't care. I'm taking my ball and I'm going home. I don't want to watch this. As you said, I don't want anybody to be happy. There is a lot of hype around the Super Bowl. Yes, it is. I mean, if the Lions were in this thing, would still be the same amount of hype. Yep. It would be the same amount of overkill, except for people from our station would be participating in the hype and the overkill. But you would be happy because your team is there.
But the problem is, it never mattered if my team was in it. It was the Super Bowl. It used to be magical. Think about it. We just said it yesterday, and all of us looked at each other like idiots. Mm-hmm. Jeez, it feels like Super Bowl parties aren't a thing anymore. Kind of plays into what I'm talking about.
It does, but I think time has evolved, and I do think that we may get hit with the curveball that was the 2000 or 2000 when the Patriots beat the Rams. And it was just like the biggest point spread ever. Why in the world are we watching this game? The Rams are going to just kill the Patriots. Until all of a sudden you're like, wait, what happened to the greatest show on turf?
Except this is a 1-point spread. This is nothing.
Okay.
No, you're right, except I don't even have that angle.
No, but I'm saying it's not the Mahomes coronation. It may be like, wow, the Eagles came out here and just put a pounding on them.
And not to pile onto it, but this is only going to get worse, boys. We're going to move to an 18, 19 game, maybe even a 20 game season. Mm-hmm. You're not going to want any part of, you're going to be nauseous of football by the time the Super Bowl comes.
You will be playing the Super Bowl, Kenny. I mean this. No joke. You'll be playing the Super Bowl possibly as late as what? February 22nd, 23rd? Okay? And you know what'll happen? There'll be a week, free agency begins. That's the NFL's design.
But wants to dominate the calendar all the way around.
But their conquest of the calendar, to me, has eroded what was the singular most special thing in all of sports. To where now, look, football's a big part of my life. It's what I do for a living, primarily. We always joke about it. Hey, the Red Wings won last night. Nobody cares.
They've essentially fed you too much pudding, and now you're nauseous of the pudding.
Yeah, that's right. Your hands are cold. You have diabetic shock. And I don't want any anymore. And I'm just like, you know what? Just get this over with so I can, I don't know, go on vacation.
No, it went from like almost like fantasy sports back in the day was fun.
Overkill.
And now it's just like, no, I'm fine. I'm in this league. And I don't care, but I'm in the league because people, I'm forced to be in a league.
I want to know. All right. We have open phone lines. It's okay if you're like, you guys are on crack. It's the Super Bowl. But I feel like in our community here, a lot of people are feeling what I'm saying. I guess I'm looking for affirmation because it hit me today where I'm like, was doing a Super Bowl prep show for the Friday show. And I'm like, I felt like typing in, who the F cares?
No.
248. Like,
you know what? No. Mike. You're not that far off because there's an event that I feel the exact same way, got turned off, never came back to.
And he'll tell us next.
And I'll tell you that next.
One night, one goal, stop suicide. On June 21st, New York City will host the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's Milestone 30th Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. Over the last 20 years, people have described the overnight as one of the most powerful experiences of their lives. Now is the perfect time to join us as people from all over the country come together to stop suicide. Walk over 16 miles from dusk till dawn to raise much-needed funds for this important cause. You'll form lasting friendships, experience healing and love, and bring hope to those affected by suicide. Be a part of this life-changing event. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. June 21st. Register now at theovernight.org or call 888-THE-OVERNIGHT. That's 888-843-6837.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.